The movie production Everybody Loves Whales has received a lot of attention in Alaska for actually being shot in Alaska. The film is based on an incident in 1988 when three gray whales became trapped in sea ice near Barrow. When Alaskans go to the movie, one thing they'll be watching for is how they're portrayed. Shane Iverson from KYUK in Bethel spoke to the Alaskan actors in the film to see what it was like to be part of the production and to find out what they think it could mean for the state's First Peoples.
It's not the first time Hollywood's rolled into Alaska, but it's been a while. It was 1994 when Steven Seagal used his Aikido skills to serve up his version of Native Justice in the political action movie On Deadly Ground.
Well, let's see, that's Natives 8 and Oil Workers 0.
Anybody else want to play with Cupcake?
In the movie, Seagal plays the hero, beating up on villainous oil company workers in a crusade to protect a vaguely defined but totally defenseless Eskimo village.
They're speaking Yupik in the movie, but then there's a few other languages that are thrown in there that people can't quite recognize.
Don Reardon is a UAF professor and author of the upcoming book, The Raven's Gift. He shows On Deadly Ground to his writing class, many of whom are Yupik, Chupik, or Inupiaq Eskimos.
They're offended by what they see on film when they start to realize that that's them being misrepresented to the world as backwards and unsophisticated and in many respects complete buffoons.
The lead Eskimo character in the film was Seagal's romantic interest, Masu. The actress that played Masu is Chong Chen, a Chinese-born actress.
In you, I've seen a great spirit.
This has been happening since the beginning of film. You know, like, On Deadly Ground isn't the only movie that does that. It's back in even the Charlie Chaplin days. And those stereotypes, they've just been perpetuated, you know, until today.
I'm a hunter, and I will forever say... That's what I am. That's who I am. I'm a hunter.
Enter John Chase, a 35-year-old Yupik Eskimo cast to play Roy, the whaling captain.
Got to Anchorage, and they said, John, your first scene is with Drew Barrymore, your big scene. And I was kind of taken off guard. I was like, holy cow, this is crazy.
Chase is a Yupik dancer and drummer, so he's performed before, but never as an actor.
This room was packed. That made the intensity level of the scene, like, so much more, because it wasn't just me and Drew and, you know, a couple dozen people. That I thought there was over 100 people in there.
Movie makers found Chase in a series of open auditions held in Anchorage and other communities in Eskimo-populated hubs around the state. The reach of those auditions were unprecedented, and Chase says Alaskans will be able to see the success of that on the big screen.
I'm just so glad that this movie has real people portraying the real people, you know, real Inupiaq and Yupik people playing real people.
Chase himself is originally from Bethel with familial ties to the village of Nunapichuk.
You know, there's folks from all over, Point Hope, Shaktuluk, Point Lay, Nuiqsut, Anchorage, Kotzebue, Barrow, Chivak.
One actor from Chivak is John Pingayak. He's heard here performing at the Chamay Dance Festival in Bethel. Hey,
A lot of people that have experience have told me, you know, you got to act who you are so that the experience that I have in the past, like hunting experience that I've grown up with, subsistence lifestyle, it was part of my portrayal in this movie as being an Inupiaq elder.
Pingayak himself is a young Chupik elder. He speaks Chupik, which is part of the Eskimo family of languages, but it's distinct from Inupiaq, the language of the character Pingayak plays. He says to try and reconcile the two, he'd get coaching from the other actors and extras on set.
I would go to that Inupiaq guy and say, hey, what was I supposed to say? And they'll tell me right there. They're very helpful. I tell you, those Inupiaq people were always sharing. They're always giving.
He hopes that shared experience will help to authenticate the movie when it hits the big screen. The stars in the movie could help make sure at least hundreds of thousands and possibly millions of people see the movie. Chase himself felt the gravity of Barrymore's star power when he first met her.
The good thing is I didn't have to talk. because he was doing all the talking, and I was just, like, staring at her, and I was thinking, John, quit staring at Drew, quit staring at her. No, but I couldn't help it, you know, because she's a megastar.
Despite the status, though, Ping Ayak says it was comfortable working with all of the well-known actors.
These people are very down-to-earth people, and, you know, they were side-by-side with us native actors.
And for Ping Ayak, that was an eye-opener.
To me, it was like opening the doors for our people from all over Alaska to be part of the movie, and also opening the doors for other movies to come in and have respect for our people and where they came from, and also as well as who they are.
For author and professor Don Reardon, he hopes Everybody Loves Whales will be a turning point. He hopes the depiction of Eskimos will be more accurate than other Hollywood movies.
But I don't think that anything will change until Alaskans are actually making the movies. I hope I'm wrong.
And so might the actor, Chase. In real life, he's made hundreds of kills, but none of them whale. He hopes his Inupiaq brothers and sisters find his portrayal believable.
I just hope that that my portrayal of this character, Roy, is up to their standards.
Everybody Loves Whales is scheduled to be released in 2012. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.